Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir to take an international turn after Awami Action Committee invite Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow. World Bank warns Pakistan's diversion of Balochistan housing funds could deepen poverty. US launches new digital portal to bring defense companies, technology startups into development of $185 billion Golden Dome missile defense system. North Korea fires ballistic missile towards Japan ahead of US-South Korea military drills. And in Commonwealth Fencing Championship, Karan Singh, Sherjin Santimol and Tanishka Khatri clinch gold medals in Lagos, Nigeria. And now the news in detail. Protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are set to take an international turn as the Awami Action Committee are calling on Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow. The committee said demonstrations are being planned outside Pakistani embassies and diplomatic missions in several countries, demanding for greater attention to the grievances of the people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The committee has urged people to organize rallies and draw international attention to what it alleges is the use of force by the Pakistani establishment in the region. The committee has also announced that 14th August, Pakistan's Independence Day, will be observed as a Black Day. The World Bank has raised serious concerns over Pakistan government's decision to divert multi-billion rupee funds meant for flood-affected families in Balochistan towards infrastructure projects. The bank has warned that the move could deepen poverty and increase disaster risk for vulnerable households. According to the World Bank, 84% of eligible beneficiaries are classified as ultra-poor and vulnerable. Many have limited savings, little access to formal credit, and few productive assets. Country director of the bank, Boluroma Amgabazar, has urged federal authorities to individually inform all affected families about the decision and provide written or verifiable proof of communication to the bank. The United States has launched a new digital portal to bring defense companies, technology startups, investors and researchers into the development of its planned $185 billion Golden Dome missile defense system. General Mike Guthelin, director of Golden Dome for America, announced the Golden Dome for America Ecosystem Hub at the annual Space and Missile Defense Symposium. The platform will serve as a single point of contact between program officials and defense contractors, commercial technology companies, venture capital firms, universities, research laboratories, and other technology entrepreneurs. The portal will allow potential industry partners to register, upload their concepts, and submit designs directly to program officials. The U.S. Department of War said the system could help reduce months of administrative delays. In Colombia, rescue teams are continuing operations in western parts of the country following widespread destruction caused by a powerful earthquake. The 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the country's coffee-growing region early on Monday. Reports from affected cities put the death toll at around 200 by Tuesday. Pereira recorded around 101 deaths, while 95 people were killed in Cali, the country's third largest city, a report.
Rescue workers are digging through huge piles of rubble in search of survivors. They have been using cranes and excavators while also working with their bare hands and forming human chains to clear debris. Several apartment buildings, houses, schools and health centers have been damaged or flattened by the quake. In the Pacific-facing region of Chocó, many indigenous communities near the epicenter remain without electricity and basic services, making rescue and relief operations more difficult. President Abelardo de Laes Prieja visited affected areas and assured financial assistance to people who have lost their homes. The government is also preparing to revise a budget of more than $180 billion prepared by the previous administration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed sadness at the loss of lives and destruction caused by the earthquake. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar extended condolences condolences to the families who have lost their loved ones. He also prayed for the swift recovery to those injured. He said that India stands ready to extend all possible assistance. With Sanskar, Tanvi Khurana for World News.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Japan's defense ministry has said North Korea today fired a suspected ballistic missile towards the sea. It is the second reported weapon launched by Pyongyang in less than a week. South Korea's military also reported that North Korea had fired an unidentified projectile from its east coast. The reported launch comes 2 days after South Korea and the United States announced that they will begin their annual large-scale military exercises next week. The drills, known as Ulchi Freedom Shield, are aimed at strengthening military readiness against potential threats from North Korea. The joint military exercises are opposed by the North Korea, describing them as rehearsals for an invasion. Pyongyang has previously responded to such drills with weapons tests and strong rhetoric. Last week, South Korea, the United States and Japan detected the launch of a short-range ballistic missile from North Korea. It was reportedly the country's first ballistic weapons test since late June. North Korea did not confirm the launch, although it has often released details of its weapons tests a day after they are conducted. A former U.S. Marine Robert Gilman, who had been imprisoned by Russia for over 4 years, has been freed on humanitarian grounds and is due to return home after advocates raised concerns about his health. Announcing Gilman's release in a post on Truth Social, President Donald Trump said he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who agreed to release him on humanitarian grounds. Trump said he appreciated the decision and the fact that Russia did not ask for a prisoner swap or exchange. Trump said Gilman was imprisoned in Russia during former U.S. President Joe Biden's administration in 2022. He said Gilman, who served in the U.S. Marines from August 2019 until August 2020, was traveling by train when he was arrested in January 2022 in Voronezh. The Embassy of India in Nepal and various Nepali government bodies inked Memorandum of Understanding for the execution of 8 projects across the education, health and agriculture sectors, utilizing Indian grant aid. The 8 developmental initiatives carrying an estimated total value of 803 million Nepali rupees are set to be executed via local government entities and institutions under the government of Nepal. The embassy stated that chosen under India's high-impact community development projects framework, the schemes will be rolled out across diverse regions of the Himalayan nation. On International Youth Day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the dreams of the youth are the foundation of India's tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that the energy of the youth is the strength of India today. He urged people to celebrate the potential of India's youth and their valuable, invaluable contribution to nation-building, making of Viksit Bharat on this day. India continued its impressive medal-winning run at the Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria. Karan Singh and Sherjeen Shantimol clinched gold medals for India in the senior men's events last night. India also won a bronze medal in the senior men's foil event, with Tejas Patil finishing on the podium in a field featuring several renowned international fencers. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir to take an international turn after Awami Action Committee invite Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow. World Bank warns Pakistan's diversion of Balochistan housing funds could deepen poverty. US launches new digital portal to bring defense companies, technology startups into development of $185 billion Golden Dome missile defense system. North Korea fires ballistic missile towards Japan ahead of US-South Korea military drills. And in Commonwealth Fencing Championship, Karan Singh, Sherjeen Shantimol and Tanishka Khatri clinch gold medals in Lagos, Nigeria. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.